Larry, welcome to the minisode.
Thanks, Hilda. It's good to be here.
I had two pressing questions. The first is, we were talking about how dangerous it is for doctors to put their reputations on the line by speaking out. What motivates you to speak out in a time when this could literally be taking not only your job, but your life into your own hands?
Well, Hilda, I have always been guided by searching for the truth. And one of the things that I pride myself on, and it's a blessing and a curse, is that I'm unwavering. I'm pretty committed, and I don't want to use the word convicted in a bad sense, but I have strong convictions about what I have come to understand as the truth. I'm okay with being challenged by it, and I'm okay with people disagreeing with me. I don't tell you must agree with me. I offer people information that doesn't tell them they're wrong and I'm right. It basically says, these are my experiences, these are my observations, these are my questions, and I am pretty confident in my experience. I'm pretty confident in my observations. I'm pretty confident in my research, and that can't be taken away from me. I'm not giving my opinion. I'm giving my feedback on what I've read, what I've researched, what I've observed, what I've experienced, and what I've thought through. And so I don't know, there's always that situation in any relationship, Hilda, where someone gives an opinion and another person looks at them and says, you're wrong. I'm like, no, my opinion can't be wrong. I mean, you could disagree with my opinion, but my opinion is based on my observation, my research, my experience, and my inner truth. And nobody could take that away from me. And the bottom line is, what happens is if you take one person out who's speaking the truth, you just get 10 more who are going to speak the truth. So I'm not attached to you must get this or you must follow what I'm saying. Because I know that whether I'm doing it or not, it's going to be done. Because the truth is the truth. And that doesn't mean that I don't go inward and say, wait a second, check yourself here. I always check myself, but I rarely speak from a place of no experience, no thought process, no research, and no observation, and no intuition. So I'm coming from a place that says, hey, look, take it or leave it. But I know that, in October of 2020, when I announced on a Canadian podcast, when asked about the COVID shot, when I was asked what I thought about it, and I said, do you want the short answer or the long answer? And they said, we'll start with the short answer. And I said, it's a murder weapon. And I knew that. And guess what? I'm right, but not because I'm right, but because it's right. And I was just a vessel to speak the truth.
You were true to yourself. You're speaking the truth as you see it, and then it plays out. You let the chips fall where they may. Right now, I'm wondering what you would say to a person who may be in danger of losing their job if they don't comply with the shot mandates. Perhaps their workplace still has those in place, or perhaps a school system that's saying your child is not on this schedule. They want to be true to themselves and not force something upon their kids that they think is bad for them. Do you have any advice from your experience that you could offer on those situations?
The thing is that all I can do is share my experience. I cannot tell somebody how to work through that dilemma. I know that if you're not going to let me into a Broadway show because I can't have a shot, because I won't, because I'll need a shot, then I won't go. Like if you're telling me I can't go on a cruise unless I have a shot, I won't go on a cruise. Mm-hmm. I won't compromise that truth for the sake of a pleasure, for the sake of, you know, an entertainment. I can find other ways. So I don't have that, oh my God, I'll die if I don't go on a cruise, or I'll die if I don't go to somebody's wedding. No. Like, okay, well, I live by the credo. You can certainly do what it is that's best for you, but my response to it is going to be my response to it based on what's best for me. Mm. And I'm okay with that, because I won't compromise my truth, because in the end, I only have to live with my truth. I have to live with my maker and what's right for me inside. And if I do something because it's against my better judgment, I know very well, having lived a long time so far, that when I go against my better judgment, I get my butt kicked. Mm-hmm. And so I'm pretty confident that I will be better off holding to what's true for me, because I've done my research, my intuition, my observation, my feeling, my examination, my exploration, to know that that's true for me. And if I go against it, it's going to hurt me short and long term. And that's most important. Mm-hmm. I don't want to hurt myself. And going against my truth, just for the sake of a pleasure, just for the sake of entertainment, just for the sake of, oh, but I want that, it's so nice, I won't do it.
And even if something more significant were on the line, like your employment or your child's place of learning or what have you, it's still important, I think, for everyone to tune into their truth, to their intuition, to how they would feel afterwards if they went with something that was against their internal compass, if you will.
Right. And well said. But I want to add to what you said is that when we reach those forks in the roads, we often believe that we don't have a choice. We often believe that there is no fork in the road, that we have to do that. And the bottom line is, if there's anything that I've seen in my time on this earth, is that when you make that choice for your truth, something always opens up, because you stayed true to your truth. Mm-hmm. And it may not appear in the moment that there's a choice or another opportunity, but there's always something that opens up that is bringing you even greater joy and greater gifts than if you stayed on the path of sacrificing your own truth.
That is so beautiful. I can't help but think of quantum physics, that in any given moment in time, there are infinite possibilities. We might think it's either this or complete collapse. I don't get my job, or I don't get this or that, but it's actually so much will open up if you remain true to your convictions. I think that's beautiful and powerful. Thank you for this mini-sode, Larry. I'm looking forward to talking to you again sometime.
Thank you, Hilda. You're welcome. Great talk.